5.
Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, co-founder of The Art of Autism, Carrie Bowers.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Bruce Garnett. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I recently got to see a film called Normal People Scare Me Too. It's a sequel of the film Normal People Scare Me. Now, it's about a lot of things. It's about a conversation that we can only just get started here on the show today, because this is huge. And I am so grateful that this conversation, actually this particular one, was started a little over 10 years ago. And we have the person who helped get this started, if not was part of the inspiration for it, as our guest today, Carrie Bowers. It reminded me of a lot of things. It reminded me of everyday life for all of us. And it's interesting, this one particular episode came to mind where I was in a regular store buying regular stuff, and there was a regular cash person at the register, and I saw balloons. And it reminded, why are you laughing, Gary?
I'm laughing because I know where you're going.
So I saw balloons, and it reminded me that I had some Mylar balloons at home that I thought, oh, I should have those inflated because they were particular balloons that would be fun to have inflated. Anyway, so these were inflated in the store, and I said to the cash person, I said, oh, do you inflate balloons here? And she said, yes, balloons, 99 cents or something like that. And I said, to inflate them? She says, yes, balloons, 99 cents. And I wasn't sure if she meant inflate them or if those cost 99 cents. So I said, those balloons are 99 cents. And she said, yes, balloons, 99 cents. And I said, oh, and how much to inflate them? She said, yes, balloons, 99 cents. In other words, wow. She couldn't understand probably English. But that was the moment where I thought, okay, I think I'm being clear, and I think she's not understanding. And this is where this particular conversation needs to end with a thank you. And I thanked her and then went about the regular process. I come to find out, just out of curiosity, later on that they do not inflate balloons there. This is not a question that she gets asked, and she didn't know the answer and or didn't understand. So it might have been her English.
Might have been her script.
Exactly. It might have been what she had learned up until that point.
And by the way, I have to question why you were fascinated by Mylar balloons, because there's a little bit of ism.
The shininess there. Yes, we'll talk about that later. Exactly. And so I thought, so this is interesting that I thought, you know, this person didn't understand this part of this conversation. And I thought, okay, so it might be the language barrier. However, this happens all the time in so many aspects of our life. When we deal with somebody in a romantic way and communication drops, it might be a place in their life that they have not gone to, or it's not part of their script. They don't know how to go there. When it comes to business, where someone does business a certain way and then it can't go further than that, that might be their script. And these people may not be, quote unquote, clinically autistic. And so I thought, interesting, how do we deal with an autistic person? Maybe we should be dealing with quote unquote normal people like they were autistic too, because there may be an answer in this little interplay that we are learning about each other in this process. So because maybe I have my quote unquote autistic moment when it comes to certain things that I don't quite understand. When we come back, we're going to expand this conversation and learn how to better communicate amongst ourselves, how to have better world. And thanks to Carrie Bowers and her son and this film, the conversation is growing and getting bigger.
Oh,
all
yeah.
on the Life Changes show when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host, Mark Legere, on the Life Changes show. Right, Mark?
Balloons are 99 cents.
Balloons are 99 cents. What's so hard about that?
Yeah, Marlar, and what's normal? Okay,
right.
Let's talk about what's normal.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, everything you said obviously leads right into this conversation. It's perfect because people so often have these moments and or are just, I think of this when I go to, you know, fast food restaurants and people are so locked into their script or so locked into the register. Mm-hmm. They almost have gotten away from their human self, you know, their, mm-hmm. their ability to interact and mm-hmm. to expand their own thinking, much less understanding how to relate in that way. So the way that this translates to everything we're going to hear about today is fantastic.
And instead of getting upset, I've come to understand that, okay, wait a minute, there's a place where I have this too. So I wouldn't want this person to get upset with me at that place. So let's find each other. Let's meet each other. And I think this is so much of what this conversation is about. So she is the co-founder of The Art of Autism, a nonprofit organization we're going to talk about, executive producer and co-producer of Normal People Scare Me and Normal People Scare Me Too, which has just come out. We'll tell you how you can get that. She is that and so much more. Carrie Bowers, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And I'm always a mom first. And my son, 27. I was doing autism, if you will, before there was the internet. Before it was front page news. And before you could ask yourself, why is this woman giving me the same feedback over and over. So I really want to start out by saying, let's not, let me say that I think that all people alive today breathing are like, what is normal anyway?
Right.
Like we all have proclivities. We all have issues and we all have where we came from. And maybe she was just not understanding you. But maybe she was a person with a special need delivering a script.
Right.
Now, I've got to say, Filippo, I mean, I love that you were like so perseverative, as we say in autism, about the Mylar balloons, because that was your own little hiccup.
Ooh, look, Mylar.
Right, right? You were like totally focused on Mylar, which, by the way, is like politically wrong because it causes chaos in the environment.
Right.
We won't go there.
Right.
What I want to say
but
is—
But I don't release them.
I love that. Well, I accidentally did recently, not to my own credit, but because I was, I burned sage on mountaintops for good in the world.
Okay.
And somebody else wanted to release Mylars.
Oh.
Anyway, neither here nor there. What I want to say is that that person likely was not equipped to answer your question in real time. We don't want to.
Real time. Interesting.
Real time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in autism, it's a communication disorder, amongst other things, the doing of the same thing over and over, social deficits, if you will, challenges in meeting people. Often there is a language communication barrier, the ability to understand reciprocal conversation, etc. However, what you are encountering, I think, is pretty so-called not so normal. That happens every day. when I get my Starbucks coffee that I paid over $4 for, and it's not delivered with a smile and a thank you, I'm wondering why they didn't have the social skill to really help me feel like I put my money in the right place,
right?
So I have to delineate between, you know, what is a typical interaction versus what is truly autistic. Because autism, it's not funny. It's not lighthearted. And it's happening every 20 minutes.
Wow.
One in 168 or one in 48, depending on who you're listening to, are diagnosed with autism in today's world.
Wow.
When my son was a youngster, it was one in 10,000. So our society, every day, minute by minute, minute by minute, is becoming more and more of this thing that we hear about on front page news, autism. But what is that? What is that beyond, yes, we inflate balloons? Well, what that is people who are lacking jobs, people who are aging out in society. We have IDEA, we have ADA, we have all of this best practices in interventions, and yet we have people who are falling off a cliff as adults. And so normal people scare me. Let me take it back to the film. Normal people scare me too, 10 years later. My son was 15 when he made the first film, his idea, by the way. Joey Travolta produced it. It's a retrospective, and he interviews dozens of people with autism from a first-person perspective. So he would be in here in the theater talking to you today, except he's mad at me because appropriately he's saying, back off, Mom. But right now we want first-person first voices. We want people who are on the autism spectrum to tell you why they couldn't help you with that Mylar balloon. To help you understand why I need a job, can't get a job, don't understand what it takes to get a job. We want first person voices.
And that's in the film. It was fascinating to watch the film. I there were so many perspectives that I got. One of them was that, how do I help? On the other hand, I also had a perspective of saying, wow, I hope I'm not that quote unquote normal person that scares that beautiful person in the way they just described it. So the film is called Normal People Scare Me Too. We're talking to Carrie Bowers, who's the co-producer of the film. And you can get the film at normalfilms.com. We're going to be talking more about the film and about the art of autism with Carrie Bowers when we come back after this quick break here on the Life Changer Show.
Ooh, come back.
He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman,
Hot Rod Fuller and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Legere and our guest, Carrie Bowers. You know, I am so tempted. I know we can't talk about this, but she was Motley Crue's music paralegal. She was her foster mom was VP of the Playboy models. I mean, we could go on just about you.
Yeah, we could.
At 16, you were already at Cal Arts. You were on a fast track to something. And then, interestingly enough, before we get into your nonprofit organization, when did you discover you were a single mom and then you discovered,
now, you
how
know,
did this
I,
happen?
I got to tell you, Filippo, everything in my past, I don't regret the past. I always look at my past as my building foundations for who I became. And we all have choices, whether we have autism or whether we're a typical Joe trying to be normal. We all have choices and we all have responsibility. And on my fifth wedding anniversary, my husband died. We were supposed to get remarried that day. And that was the intersection for me. Who am I going to be?
Wait, on the anniversary?
Yeah, yeah. We were supposed to get remarried on my fifth wedding anniversary. Whoa. I was 25 years old and he died at Cedar Sinai. Long Whoa. Story short, please don't feel sorry for me because he gave me the grace of my life. I had a choice to make, be a victim to my childhood, my crappy ass childhood, be a
where
victim.
Where you were a foster child. And,
foster child. Yeah. That's where the Playboy comes in. Yeah. You know, at that point, I had not yet been Motley Crue's paralegal, but I had been working in law offices. Mm-hmm. And I had a choice. Who am I going to be? 2 years later, my son was born. He's born with autism. And I had a bigger choice. Who am I going to be as a mom? Mm. And I chose to let my past equal my future and to find a way through depression, through serious issues, to become more than my story.
This is almost 30 years ago. So back at a time when people didn't really know too much about autism to begin with.
Oh, hell yeah. Nobody knew nothing back then.
Right. And there wasn't much support of any kind.
Well,
really.
This brings me to the art of autism.
Okay.
When my son was 4 months old and I had the grace of, I was Motley Crue's paralegal back then. I made a great salary, single mom, doing this by myself, had a son that nobody understood, left alone myself.
Sure.
At 4 months old, I was told by my great Beverly Hills, by the way, shout out Dr. Nagde, wherever you are, because he told me we're sending you to a neurologist. We don't get that in today's currency. Doctors that know, you know, we got a problem here. Mm. Often it's missed. But this guy said, you're going to a neurologist. At 4 months old, I put paint on my son's fingertips. He was 4 months old. I was painting a painting. I'm an artist. I'm wacky. I'm unusual, very creative. And the voice in my head said, what the hell are you doing, Carrie? And the voice came back, I don't know. Just keep doing it. And my son hated it. We call that sensory issues. We call that sensory integration issues. But the voice in my head said, keep doing it. I don't know why, just keep doing it. There was no internet. There was no front page news. There was no group for moms of kids that were unusual 27 years ago. The voice said, put the paint on his fingertips. And it took 10 months, 12 months. I'm not really sure. But it took a long time while he fought me and hated it. But eventually he began to flow with the paint. Are you with me? Are you feeling me? Today we call that sensory integration. Back then we called it crazy Carrie. But I began to film him. I began to take photographs of him. What does Taylor see? When 3 years old, he had 10 words. That's not normal at 10, yeah. at 3 months old. Are you with me? 10 words. I began to say—
At three in, years old.
At Well, at by 3 years old, we're fast forward from 4 months.
Okay.
I've been now dancing around the living room. I've been introducing him to creative artsy fartsy stuff.
Now, you don't know what you're doing at
I
that
have
point,
no
right?
clue what I'm doing 27 years ago.
Wow.
I'm just a crazy girl with
Trying
my own issues from my own past. And my inner voice is telling me you're more than your story and you got a problem here. So dance with your kid.
Wow.
When your kid can't speak and he says, eat, eat, I would say, give me two words, because I knew he could say eat. So I could, I knew he could say eat, please, want food, hungry now.
Wow.
And I would turn my back and people would say, what are you going to starve your kid? How terrible. Well, I had a lot of, well, not a lot, a little bit of support to tell me, you're on the right path. But mostly my heart told me, if he can say one word, he can say two. If he can paint and become sensorily, when he pushed me away, I wish we had time to tell the Motley Crue story about why Nick is
I know,
sick.
I like that
I know,
story.
right? We'll have to leave you hanging. But there were times in my life where I was up against it, but my instincts told me, he is more than this thing. We don't know. He wasn't diagnosed till he was six. So I went through the dark, blind leading the blind, trying to create a world for my son, and that begets the art of autism. I filmed him. I took pictures of him and said, what does Taylor see? I did not tell him, you look sad. You look mad. You look angry. I said, what does Taylor see? I asked open-ended questions until he was five or six and began to put words together. And then we could have a sort of dialogue. Not a big dialogue, but a sort of dialogue.
Wow.
And I began to show him painting. I put him in drama where he could be something that he was told he wasn't, or he was made to believe in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, that he wasn't.
Oh, was he in regular school all this time?
Oh, first grade, LAUSD. He was one of the very first students ever fully included.
Oh, gosh.
I had a teacher who told me she had a nightmare and a heart attack 2 years before, and she was concerned about having my kid in her class because she had nightmares and a heart attack.
Wow.
I blazed trails that people today, wow. Today we have, oh my God, we could do like a second show, a third show to talk about this.
Yeah.
But there are young adults today who are kind of pissed off about moms, about ABA, about applied intervention therapy, about interventions. Let's talk about the difference between loving interventions with connectivity and outcomes where people are mutually, my son, for example, and the hundreds of people in this community where you live and breathe right now, Filippo, in this community, I've worked with hundreds of kids and I've seen successes that we can't even imagine. Why? Because kids trust me. You know, there's kind of like a thing where you kind of like sense when maybe some of your senses in autism are not together, but you sense good or bad. People get that I'm there.
They get that, and you do believe in them.
And I do believe in them. And so through the arts, the Art of Autism is an international, it's a nonprofit here in California, but we represent over 750 artists with autism all over the world, to help them to create a place and a space to showcase their art, their poetry, blogging. I won't say the name of the parent magazine, but here in LA, I was just this week accepted to start to write collaborative articles that are, I take the second byline, by the way.
Wow.
And Filippo, I know, and Mark, I mean, I'm sure that you both like to promote your own careers, right? I mean, for real, right?
We actually like to promote what other people are doing, but it all works hand in hand.
I love it. Well, I love to promote myself, but I love to take the second byline.
Yeah.
And so I pitched something. I've been writing for the Autism Asperger Digest magazine for a couple of years, and I took my byline and made it secondary in the last couple of years to make person-centered language, stories, experiences first. And I helped to shape that through the Art of Autism and through, can you tell I'm passionate? Because I'll tell you what, where a kid can't speak, they might be able to make music.
Right. It's not just painting, right?
Oh,
it's
no,
sculpture, it's, and it's drama, oh, and it's, music. And
Joanne Laura, shout out to Joanne. We've co-authored a book called Autism Movement Therapy, Waking Up the Brain. It's about the neuroplasticity within the brain. It used to be believed that it was fixed, that kids at a certain age or, you know, they begin to cease, or if you will, they don't grow the plasticity within the brain. We're now seeing that that goes well beyond childhood. And so whether it's movement, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's drama, Elaine Hall, The Miracle Project, one of my very dear friends. These
creative
are
creative expression in general.
Creative expression. Guess what we had before we had the wheel, before we had fire, before we had technology, of course.
Cavemen.
That's right. And what did cavemen do?
This is why your vocabulary is limited to 20.
Neanderthals, I don't know.
Right?
What did they do?
Hieroglyphics, right?
Oh, hieroglyphics. Sure.
How about they out of stock, out of the plants that grew out of the ground, they made vibrational music, right? They drummed on whether it was on their knee or on their lap or on some piece of yesterday's meal, right? Mm. Oh, I, PETA, don't get me. but we had the arts before we had humanity.
Mm.
And what's in our cellular memory? What exists in your heart, in your soul, in your being when you hear that song that you first fell in love with or you first broke up with, Mark, your first girlfriend or whatever? I mean, we all go back to a place because we remember. Well, autism is not that different.
Mm.
Our cellular body remembers, and it knows that these are inroads to expression when words might fail us.
Mm.
A lot of people with autism are nonverbal or they have verbal challenges. They use augmented communication. I say that the arts are another way to bring us home.
Oh, wow. And that's the beginning of The Art of Autism and theartofautism.com. Now, do you have to have hyphens, the-art?
Yeah, you have to have those hyphens. Okay. Somebody else got it before us, even 5 years ago, yeah.
Okay, so the-art-of-autism.com. We have the link on our website at lifechangesshow.com. And so there's that nonprofit organization where people can get involved. Of course, you can get the film at normalfilms.com. That's, I didn't say that normally, actually, normalfilms.com. And actually, coming up, actually, what is it? Is it this weekend? When are you going to be at the Yes Salon?
It's August 6th.
August 6th, right.
And we're going to the Yes Salon International, and the Art of Autism are collaborating at the Cinefilms.
Is Cinefamily.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks
yeah.
to our friend Lael Beloved is
Lael
why
Beloved,
we've come to
yeah.
know
like
you.
We're,
and
we're
Lael,
doing like this.
Have you on.
And I hope to see you there. You know, it's really going to be cool. We're going to have a pop-up art show, art by artists with autism. We're going to have a couple of poems for peace that are written and read by people with autism. And then we're going to screen Normal People Scare Me Too, which, and then we'll have a
little. The whole film?
The whole film.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's an hour.
Great.
And then we'll have a Q&A with a couple of people in the film afterwards. So in a very intimate environment here in LA. Yeah, my old stomping ground. Where we're going to get normal.
So,
normal people
so
scare
that's
me too.
Yes Salon, August 6th. I'll actually be singing on that day, so I won't be able to be there. But I have seen the film, and I do encourage it. I actually think all quote unquote normal people should see it. Although I loved one of the quotes from the film that came right out. Somebody said, normal is just a setting on a dryer. We'll be right back with our guest, Carrie Bowers, here on the Life Changes Show. And a little later on, music by Bruce Garnitz, all here live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show. But after this,
the Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Carrie Bowers, who has co-produced a film, Normal People Scare Me Too, which is the sequel to Normal People Scare Me, which made a big splash 10 years ago. And now this is pretty much the follow-up. And it is partly inspired by Carrie and partly inspired by your son. And actually, we should mention his name, Taylor Cross, and also in collaboration with Joy Travolta. How did that come about?
Yeah, that's great. You know, my son told me when his birthday's Christmas Eve, and he said, "Mom, this year I want to pay for the gifts myself." By the way, America, moms, dads, people with kids with spectrum issues or otherwise, you got to be involved in community service. So he was involved in community service, and that was part of his social skill. And he said, "I want to pay for the gifts myself this year." And I told him he could claim the swimming pool. And he thought I was out of my mind. Kind of appropriate.
Who wants to do that? I don't think so.
I want to make films and sell them. And I told him every reason, coming as a paralegal background, you know, in entertainment law, why he couldn't. Mm. And then I caught myself.
Mm.
And in my mind, it said, "And they said you might never walk or talk." You can make a film, Taylor. I don't know how, but you can. And when we opened up, Filippo, I know you get this. Mm. When we opened up that chakra, that possibility, that belief that we could, when I got off of my high horse and I said, "I don't know how, but yes, we can." A week later, we met Joey Travolta.
And not only were you all able to make the film, but you inspired something because of this yes. Inspired something in Joey.
Absolutely. Joey, come on. You got to meet Filippo. I want him to come on and be with you one day.
We'd love to have him
on. To tell you about what he's done, because he's amazing. The last 10 years, he has dedicated his practical film school that he used to teach to kids of privilege, if you will. He's dedicated 10 years to teaching people who have intellectual disabilities the art of filmmaking.
This is huge. What's it called? Inclusion?
It's called Inclusion Films.
Yeah, Inclusion
Films. Yes, and that was directly and proximately inspired by Taylor. And he's, by the grace of God, he has come around, second time around, and everything for this film was in kind.
Mm. What is it? 75% of the film crew and people in it are autistic.
Well, yeah, let me break that down. Yeah, 75% of our film crew are students of Inclusion Films or graduates that Joey taught and his staff taught practical filmmaking. Mm-hmm. We have 65 to 75% somewhere in there. I don't know. I haven't done the math, but somewhere in there, all of the animation, the art, the music that was composed, created, and performed was by autistic individuals.
Wow.
And so we are, I'm going to cry right now. Can I cry? We are so proud that in a world where we're looking for futures, for my son, for, you know, whoever's listening to this, for your child, you know, that you want them to grow up, or maybe they're already adult in an uncertain world of a future that falls off the cliff, that unfortunately our social services, our government, our agencies are not able to support. We are so proud to be an inclusive production. We are so proud, not in the future sometime, but right here and right now, that this film is a film about autism made by an autistic young man, by a film crew, music, animation, art, autistics, about autism for the autism community.
And for everybody else.
Well, hell yeah. Everybody else needs to take notes, because you know what? There, by the grace of God, go their grandchild, go their cousin, go their neighbor.
Well, and to my point about the Mylar balloons, actually, we experience this day in and day out more and more, and not only because of the percentages you were talking about, but on some level, we all have our places where we don't get this. We're not good at this. And so maybe that's not called autism, but in some way, it's something that we all have to deal with.
Well, and here's where I say that we can all, just to be more productive, more fulfilled, and more honorable, if you will, human beings, let us all just take a breath around things we don't understand. Mm. One day recently, I was in a traffic jam, and I was bitching in my car about the traffic jam. And all of a sudden, I said to myself, after 365 days of dedicated gratitude, thank God I have a car.
Mm.
And so for that Mylar balloon situation, thank God you have the money to buy a balloon.
Mm.
Let us all take a lesson on how to take a breath, especially in the world where we have, I don't want to regress or digress. I know I'm all over the place. That's the artsy-fartsy part of me. But in a world with a lot of darkness, let's all take a breath and try and figure out how we can be more a part of the light.
Well said.
The film is Normal People Scare Me 2, and you can get it currently at normalfilms.com in DVD form. And it also has a screening, including Yes Salon International. So you can find that on Facebook. We also have a link on our website and on our Facebook pages. And then, of course, the Art of Autism and hyphens in between all of those letters or all those words .com, theartofautism.com. How can people help?
How people can help is to get involved actively, not to decide, oh, I think this is kind of cool, kind of hip. But we want blogs from parents and people with autism, or maybe you have a perspective on somebody that you met that changed your life or impacted your life. The Art of Autism is always looking for everyday, real life, real person, first person perspective stories. We have a pretty big following, and we just connected with the mighty. And so I say how you can get involved is to be real, show up, and do something. Don't just say how nice that is. Do something that makes a difference because I said I would.
And people can also send money?
Oh, hail to the yes. By the way, I was coached by Tony Robbins for 20 minutes the other day on asking for help for myself. So yes, you can send money. I'm making a new film about sexuality called Desire, and I need funding for this.
Oh,
I'm going after.
I hear another show coming.
I'm going after prophylactic companies. Who better to support it than?
Wow, and the conversations.
Oh my God,
life changes.
It continues. So yes, send money because I'm always making films as a way of educating people.
Wait, so now you're making films because of this experience as well? Life changed for everybody because you said yes, and your son inspired. Interesting.
Yeah. And the sexuality film, can I be real?
You haven't been, you mean?
Because he has a penis and...
Excuse me?
Because he's a man.
What about
this? He's not his autism.
Oh, you know, that's interesting because you're right. You were making the connection of how everybody needs outlets in not just art and all that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Every human being has desire.
Right.
But a lot of times as parents, we think it's the reading, the writing, arithmetic, it's the social skills, it's the life skills that will save or alter or change our children. But every child has desire and they grow up to be adults with desire. And so that's a new film. Anyway, yes,
so
send your money.
So the film is about... Actually, autism and...
More than autism. This will be all desire. Disabilities, intellectual disabilities.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
What a powerful, powerful topic.
Wow. Did I just take us into a part two? I'll see you soon.
For sure.
And you know what? Tune in. For people listening to this, tune in. You know, stay tuned because, yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Because I'll tell you what, I'm not just interested in being a part of this group of moms who have a child and a sibling with disabilities. I'm a part of being a PowerPoint for transformation.
Well, and before we close, because I believe in and actually respect for all individuals, I'd like to mention you also have another son.
God bless Jace. Yeah, he's the sibling. And we made a film called The Sandwich Kid. And when he was 12 years old, he interviewed dozens of siblings about how hard it is and how wonderful it is to grow up with a sibling. And today I'm proud to say he's 21 years old. He's my best friend. He's about to graduate UC Santa Barbara. And he has agreed. And by the way, P.S., this is the first time anyone has heard this. He's agreed to come onto the board of the Art of Autism and do something.
Wow.
And not just be the sib.
He has a beautiful moment in the film where he talks about being the brother of an autistic person, especially an older autistic person. And it's a really special moment, actually. I tried not to. I said to myself, I'm not going to cry through this because this is not about crying. This is about somebody who's doing something. But in the end, y'all got me. Anyway, so she's applauding.
I say bring tissues. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry whether you want to or not.
Carrie, thank you for joining us here on the Life Changes Show and bringing all of yourself and all of this. And I have a feeling there'll be more. In fact, there will be more here on the Life Changes Show when we come back with our musical guest, Bruce Garnitz, right after this.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Leger and our guest Carrie Bowers. And joining us here in the studio is singer, songwriter, and band leader Bruce Garnitz. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Filippo.
I've known you for years. I've had the pleasure of working with you, and here we are again in a completely different form. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? We're not wearing tuxedos. What is
We're
it?
Not wearing tuxedos. That's right. We could be.
That's right. You didn't tell me to dress up.
No. You look great, actually. We'll have to take a picture of the back of your shirt. That's Dizzy Gillespie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. As a band leader, actually, you have to deal with all kinds of different personalities, right?
At the same time.
At the same time, and musically.
Yes.
I couldn't help but draw from Carrie's story of dealing with like different things happening at the same time to a band leader having to deal with different people going through their stuff.
Yeah.
All when you're trying to put on a show.
Yeah, not let the audience,
And not let the audience know, right?
What's going on, yes.
There's an art to that. Speaking of the art of autism, there's an art to band leading.
I would say so.
And how do you handle it?
It's really nice, first of all, to have people in the band that have your back, so to speak. Probably the problem times I've gotten in trouble, so to speak, sometimes came from the, a few people, if it was a big band, all it would take is like one person in the trumpet section, you know, to give me a hard time to...
It's always the trumpet section, isn't it?
It is. It is.
No,
it's those,
I'm just kidding.
It's those bone blowers, but we won't go anywhere.
No. So you know, it's like everybody respecting everybody because, you know, those are moments when everybody just has to work together, kind of like Carrie was saying. Yeah. It's like she had to figure something out, right? And the show must go on. Life must go on. We have to figure it out at right away.
Yeah. And everybody has a role to play. And as long as we're, you know, aware and respectful of each other's efforts, it usually goes through the roof, you know.
Awesome. And so I know you've channeled, obviously, a lot of your life experiences into music. What we're going to actually hear now, talk about, you're shaking your head, is something very interesting. You've chosen to sing a song first about falling in love?
Yes. Basically, the song's called Come Let's Take a Ride. Also subtitled The Proposal.
Okay. And then you've then chosen to do a song about?
The end of a relationship.
Okay.
It's called Second Tries.
Well, Carrie earlier was saying, Filippo, you know, falling in love, Mark, you know, about breaking up. And it's like, okay, here we are in music form
I skipped the whole middle part. That's the whole set. So I just giving you the opener and the closer.
Okay. What's the first one called, Bruce?
Come Let's Take a Ride.
Come Let's Take a Ride. Okay. Well, let's hear it. Here's Bruce Garnett singing Come Let's Take a Ride live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show.
That you're not sure I could keep, would you go along with me on faith and take a leap? I'm feeling bold enough, go ahead and call my bluff. If you'll be my lifelong bride, we'll have such a ride. Come, let's take a ride. Let's take a ride. Step into my chariot and lay back on the seat. Let the wind blow through your hair and feel the summer heat. We'll let the miles go by. We'll glide in overdrive. If you'll be my lifelong bride, we'll have such a ride. Come, let's take a ride. Come, let's take a ride. Stopping everywhere you want along the way. I don't really care as long as we both feel free to live remarkably. I will keep the engine tuned, tires with perfect tread, ready to go anywhere or we can stay in bed. I see us clearly now, don't even ask me how. The road ahead is open wide, come let's take a ride. Come let's take a ride, come let's take a ride. We'll have such a ride, come let's take a ride.
Ha 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 ha.
Thank you so much. Come, let's take a ride. Bruce Garnets. And you can learn more about Bruce at brucegarnets.com. I'll spell that BRUCEGARNITZ.com.
Yes.
And Bruce, you know, normally when we're together, I'm the one that's singing. So it's kind of interesting to just sit here and get to listen to you for a change. However, I've gotten to hear you on some films, or at least your music. Could you share a couple of those?
Gosh. Yes, I've had a couple of things, and I had a song, you know, Telephone Blues, in an Ice Cube movie, actually, called, what's it called?
I don't know, but there's a Scooby-Doo.
I had something in Scooby-Doo. The Lake Monster.
That's the one, right.
Very good.
TV shows, Children's Hospital.
I was on Children's Hospital. That was a kick. That was a total kick.
And just recently, somebody is singing one of your songs.
Yes, Heather Locklear, is singing one of my songs.
and back to Motley Crue. But anyway,
yes,
go on.
And that's called In the Game of Love. I have four songs in that movie, and she sings one of them.
Very cool.
There
Very
you go.
Cool. I've actually, that hasn't even released yet. I got to see it, but I think it released in Canada,
It got released in Canada. Yeah, okay. Yes, we're waiting for it to come down here.
Yeah, but I got to see it. So that's kind of fun. So good for you. You've had quite a career doing all kinds of stuff in the music industry, and you know so much about it. And I know that you're also helping other people who are coming around and you're supporting that too. So
always.
Thank you for doing that
for
those people. So such a ride then leads to a car crash or something. Right?
Well, yeah. Or I think maybe this car just ran out of gas.
Oh, okay. And what is this called?
This is called Second Tries. And I actually, once a month I have, I used to teach at Berklee College of Music in Boston. And out here, once a month, we have songwriters that come over to my house. And it's a works in progress night.
Ah.
And we all play things that are in progress to get feedback from our fellow songwriters. And I always write a song the night before the songwriter's night. And this one I wrote the night before last month. So it's really new.
Oh, wow.
And
so it's not on your latest CD then?
No, it's not.
Okay, so the latest CD I should mention then is I Must Be Dreamin'?
That's the previous CD.
Okay.
This latest CD is called Thin Ice.
Thin Ice. Okay.
Which I always seem to be walking on.
Is that out yet?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, and so I assume that's available on iTunes and Amazon just like the others.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So it's available there and, of course, at brucegarnets.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, now we're going to hear Second Tries.
Second Tries.
Here is Bruce Garnets live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
I thought I'd learn something from our giant fiasco. I'm tasting the egg as it drips down my chin. The air is as still as roadkill armadillo. This kitchen's no refuge as you take aim again. Should have cut and run hours ago. Yes, we had our fun, didn't we though? Second tries never work when what went wrong wasn't fixed. Second tries hope to fly but fall to earth like bricks. Your mother was probably right, life wouldn't be easy. Agreeing to terms with a suspect like me. A wandering soul with the smile of Ken Kesey. No intention of convention did I ever plead. Should have thought it through, you didn't, it's clear. Something led you to this folly, I fear. Second tries never work when what went wrong wasn't fixed. Second tries hope to fly but fall to earth like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many holes in this rudderless vessel. We drift along to a most certain end. I think we've both bailed by the look on our faces each time we say we can't do this again. Let's just walk away without looking back. Call it my mistake, my lack of tact. Second tries never work when what went wrong wasn't fixed. Second tries hope to plan, but fall to earth like a ton of sad bricks. Warn me if I forget. Someone sound a lot the alarm. Someone stop me if you heard me say, the third time's a charm. I hope I've learned something from our giant fiasco.
What a happy song.
Wow.
I always like to end on an up note.
I knew where this was going when it said your mother was probably right. Oh, no, it's just not.
That's right. By the way, there's always a bit of truth in every one of my songs. That might be the one bit of truth.
Oh, yeah. And then one bit of poetry there. There are so many holes in this rudderless vessel. Wow. Okay. Bruce Garnitz. Thank you, I think. No, what a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much. And the next time I see you, tuxedos, right?
Yeah, you know.
And I'll be singing, but I won't be singing that song, but yes. I'm glad you shared it with
You'll
us.
You'll be singing in Italiano.
I will be singing Italiano. Bruce, what a pleasure. And I have to say, I know you're very happily married. Ginger is here with us today.
Yes, she is.
And so I have to assume this is out of your imagination or a long time ago, high school romance.
Well, you know, actually, from your conversation before, as artists, and some of our most emotional times were in high school, and I find it very easily to put myself right back there. I mean, it's like,
unfortunately, most of us find that
stuck
too
in the mud, but it does lead to some fun things.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, Bruce Garnitz, and thank you again, Carrie Bowers, for being with us today here in the studio. Wow. I feel like we've opened up a conversation that I trust will continue and that even more great things will come from it. So with that, first of all, also want to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. And, of course, I want to thank Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, your host, Filippo Voltaggio, I want to remind you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.